This is Chris Wienert, ACE's Vice President for Conferences. What's the scariest thing you can imagine? How about hundreds of copy editors gathered in the same room? That's what happens every year at ACE's National Conference. Nitpickers, grammar fanatics, spelling freaks from all over the country and beyond. Think of it, the mind boggles. But now think of something even scarier. Think of Bela Lugosi. Think of Ed Wood. Think of horrors beyond the experience of man. Or even journalists. Picture it, those hundreds of copy editors gathered into a giant hall, celebrating the proper use of apostrophes, when suddenly the ceiling seems to come alive with the tentacles of dangling modifiers. The floor rumbles, then splits. The meeting room is sitting atop the nation's largest comma fault. Meanwhile, the walls are beginning to ooze with the poisonous slime of libel. Could it get worse? Ah, yes. Outside the hall, we hear the shrieking whistles of a train hurtling directly toward the copy editors. It can't stop. It's overloaded with run-on sentences and irrelevant details. And if that's not enough, the giant doors of the hall burst open. In the opening stands a monster shouting, "None may pass!" It's the ogre known as Deadline, in whose presence copy editors quake. Who can save these unfortunate copy editors? What superhero can come to their rescue? Suddenly they realize the wonderful truth. They have the power to save themselves. After all, they're at the ACES conference. They've learned how to lop off dangling modifiers. They can mend comma faults in the blink of an eye. They can dissolve libel. They can stop run-on sentences. Period. And they can laugh in the face of Deadline. This, my friends, is why, if you're a copy editor, you too should be rushing to attend the ACES National Conference. And it's why, if you're a manager, you should be scrambling to get your copy editors to the conference. There's nothing better you can do for yourself or for your paper than to join us at our next conference. And who knows, you may end up saving the world.